This is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in Chapter 9. What would be the best state for now? We all think, speak, and act better when we're in our best mind-body states. We all think, speak, and act worse when we're in our worst mind-body states. For instance, reflect on how you interact with someone when you feel vitally alive, energized, cheerful, and friendly. Now reflect on how you interact with that same person when you feel frustrated, tired, hungry, and in a totally miserable mood. You speak and act differently, don't you? Reflect on a time when you were performing in any capacity in front of other people, when you felt vibrantly alive, energized, self-confident, and flowing. Compare that to your performance when you felt exhausted, worn out, insecure, and distracted. If you can't recall a specific instance, just imagine performing in the positive mind-body state, and then imagine performing in the negative mind-body state. You speak and act differently, don't you? Reflect on praying when you feel inspired, elevated, and connected to your Father, your King, Creator, and Sustainer of the universe. Then reflect on trying to pray when you are worn out and distracted. You pray differently, don't you? Reflect on studying when your mind is clear and you are easily able to concentrate and focus on what you are studying. Now compare that with trying to study when you are in a stuck mind-body state. You study differently, don't you? When you're about to do something, take a moment to allow yourself to enter the best mind-body state for that activity. When you're about to perform in any capacity, ask yourself, what would be the best state for me to be in when I perform now? If you're not in the state that you wish to be in, don't think thoughts that will make you feel even worse. Rather, choose the thoughts and actions that are conducive to being in your best state. Just choose the best appropriate state that you are capable of accessing right now. You will be in a better state than if you engage in counterproductive self-talk. The more you practice creating high-performance states, the easier it will be for you to flow into these states more often. Now please note, there are many brain and body changes where we're in our various states. I speak about states frequently and have listed them in alphabetical order. And they go B, 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 E, H, H, I, M, P, T. This refers to our breathing style, our brain waves, our blood pressure, our energy level, heartbeats, hormones, that's the biochemistry changes when we're in a positive state, such as joy or bliss, and then the biochemistry is consistent with joy and bliss, or a distressful state, just as fear or stress. Our immune system, that was the I, immune system, which functions better when we're in joyful or serene states. That's why being in joyful, serene states helps you be healthier. Muscle tension, physiology, that's your posture and facial expression and your tone of voice. So a change in state is not a minor distinction. Rather, many of our systems are affected. Giving unique positive names to your positive states will remind you of times that you have already been in these states. Unique names make it easier to access various states that are already stored in your brain. Changing physiology, that is, your body posture and facial expression, is a quick way to change your state. In 1740, many years before the extent of our brainwave and biochemistry change was known, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto wrote in the classic Musar work, Mesilas Yesharim, Path of the Just, Chapter 7, external movements stimulate inner changes. Again, external movements stimulate inner changes. He was referring to speaking and acting with great enthusiasm for prayer and other spiritual practices. So speak and act the way you are when you're joyful, and you'll be able to be more joyful. You'll experience it on the deep emotional level.